you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
We all do, and Mr. Skin's going to phone the program. Actually, not everybody, but this room likes to.
Yeah, we do.
I do.
And also, it's National Nurses Week, too, bud.
It is.
Google them naked.
Yeah, because it started midweek.
It started May 6th. It ends tomorrow on Florence Nightingale's birthday.
That's right.
Or the day, the anniversary of her birth.
Born on this date, however dead now.
Yeah.
That'll be tomorrow's born on this date, however dead now.
Right.
Hey, it's May.
Hey, hey.
May 11th.
According to my Facebook buddy Steve here, we have a huge stock of murder hornet traps. It's a perfectly terrific pile of traps. Other countries are wondering how we got so many traps. So we're good.
That's good.
Even though...
Did we get on top of this one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The other piece of information I'm getting is Trump disbanded the murder hornet extermination team in 2019.
Because it was Obama's idea.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, he spent yesterday rage tweeting at Obama.
We're not scared of bugs.
He's a great leader. That Trump is.
Some of the players that had Little Richard in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Cowers Free Time.
Yes.
Captain Ahab Sucks. Play Moby Dick. Cousin Condoms.
Hang on. I got to get some Moby Dick out.
If you can find it.
I think I did. I think I played Moby Dick.
Oh, that's right.
It's got to be in there, isn't it?
Yep.
Cousin Condoms, the family pack gets a hit. You need that.
You do.
Especially in these times.
So, was it get to Captain Ahab Sucks?
Captain Ahab Sucks. Play Moby Dick.
Yeah. Zep 2, 419, in case you want to hear the whole thing.
All right.
I don't understand hating on Captain Ahab. But...
yeah.
Dancing with Mr. Blurface gets a hit. As does Diaper Check Gender Reveal.
That's a funny one.
Dirty Ranger gets a hit.
Oh.
D&D Metal Band gets a hit. Doc Mina's Lube Monkey. Doc Mina's Rectal Temp Stick. Donald Trump Meat Spin.
Google Meat Spin. Thank us later.
No, you won't. Dr. Mina's Curry Fever, Dr. Mina's Potty Mouth, and Dr. Chin Wiggle all get hits with Little Richard.
Little Moby Dick for you.
I like that one. And I was just looking at the birthdays today, and, you know, for draft board purposes, I bring this one up. Put this guy on your draft board only because of age. I have no idea how his health is.
Age.
Okay. Turning 93 today. Comedian Mort Saul.
Mort Saul's still alive.
Exactly.
Oh, Mort Saul. Political comic, by the way. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very edgy for the time, too.
Yeah.
It's really good.
He's still honing up his Kennedy chunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a whole bit on Kennedy. The first one.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He could bust out an Eisenhower joke. I guarantee it.
Tekashi 6ix9ine out of prison and breaking records. Chart data announced over the weekend.
When is he just murdered, by the way? Because he narked on everybody to get out.
I think he had to move.
Yeah, he had to be moved from his current house arrest location to a different address because of a leak online. A neighbor at the residence.
That dude was gone away for years. I mean, probably 30, 40 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he just spun on everybody?
Yep, he was like, well, this guy did this, he did this, he did this, he did
that. Doesn't make you, that makes you a bitch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people say snitch.
Yeah, or snitch.
Well, they call him a bitch if you're doing that, too. And doesn't that, in that community, if you're a bitch, you get shot, right?
No, stitch. You get
no, I know that. I know stitches get bitches. I know, but they call guys bitches when they're pussies. He's a bitch.
So they had to move him because a neighbor at the residence snapped a picture of him outside on the balcony and posted it on social media along with the address.
Because he got 6ix9ine on his face. That's why, right?
Yeah, he's not going to be able to blend in.
No, he could never. Even if he grows a beard or shaves a beard. Sorry, puss. he's going to have, I don't know, 6ix9ine on his face.
Yeah, and he hasn't changed his look at all. He still has the bright colored hair.
Right.
Chart data announced over the weekend shows that his new video has garnered the biggest 24-hour debut for a hip-hop video in YouTube history, passing Eminem's previous record. 4 million views on YouTube in the first 30 minutes of being published.
I'm sure my son looked at it.
43 million views in 24 hours.
Yeah, my son likes that crap.
Yeah, I saw something where he's like, he turned on everybody, but he's trying to be like, oh, they turned on me first.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
He said they were like sleeping with this girl and all this.
Right. That's what he's saying. He is working on two albums right now.
Well, how about you? That means you work on one. And
well.
Then you work on the other one.
No. Because.
Are they concept albums? Because they all sound alike.
No, one of them's in English.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, okay.
The other's in Spanish.
Got it.
So that may, yeah, you know, that throws a different.
I get it.
Right. Oh, we do have another death to report.
Who?
Mary Pratt.
Oh, the actress?
No.
Okay.
Has passed away.
I know that name.
You don't? Well, you might. You actually might. She's believed to be the last surviving member of the Rockford Peaches.
Oh, a league of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the one to play. Was Gina Davis' character, right?
I don't know.
She was a catcher. I think it was Gina. Yeah. I think it might have been her.
Yeah, they were featured in a league of their own. The Peaches were part of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. She was a left-handed pitcher.
Oh, pitcher.
Okay. Yeah, and threw the ball 115 miles an hour. Legend has it.
She played 5 years with Rockford and the Kenosha Comets.
I happen to come.
At 101, yeah. No one had her in the Deadpool, by the way.
Right. Yeah, Wikipedia doesn't say she was an inspiration for any of the characters.
No,
in the
it was the girl that played the Gina Davis character was a catcher in real life, too. So it's a different woman. I was watching, speaking of that, I was watching, I flipped over to Forrest Gump for a little bit yesterday, and it was a scene. When Wallace is saying that, you know, Wallace is trying to keep the black students out, you know, and he's there because he's in Alabama. I'd forgotten this scene because Tom Hanks is facing in that. He's so great. Oh, no, what a great actor he was. And it shows him. He walks
still
up,
is.
He walks, yeah. He walks up behind.
Don't write him off yet.
I'm sorry. He walks up behind Wallace, you know, and they have that vintage footage. They can just put him in there.
Yeah.
And he's just looking around behind Wallace.
Being all dumb.
It's just fake. And then he picks up the book for the black student, and they all hate him for that. But that scene is so funny. He's just looking around. But then it goes on to the first time where Jen A takes her top off, and she puts his hand on it, and he just in his pants.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me of that. Because
the first time he in his pants. Well, I know. The kids, my kids are old dogs,
well,
so
we
I don't
were,
care.
We were looking around last night. Right. My daughter, she'll be 11 in a couple of months.
Yeah, but that's not.
And she's like, oh, I've never seen all that. I said, don't come in the middle because you need to see all of it.
Right.
To
make
that
movie
work.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we could watch it sometime. But then I just remembered that scene. Ooh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hold off on Forrest Gump.
Or has she ever been with
a
girl before? She pulls off her bra, grabs his hand. He's looking ahead like he's all nervous. He goes, oh. Yeah.
And the AIDS baby didn't come till later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll hold off on that one for a couple of years.
Well, just that scene. I can't think of anything else you wouldn't want to see. I really don't.
No, see, most of it, I just thought, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Most of it's historical. Fine. You know, there's some, that's, even when he sleeps with her, eventually, that's not really a scene.
No.
He just crawls in bed with her.
No.
Yeah, right.
What was that rated when it was put out in the theater?
Had to be PG or PG-13, maybe.
Yeah, because it wasn't R.
No, you don't see anything. Nobody naked, I don't think, no.
Yeah, there's that scene where he and Captain Dan have those girls in the room, but I don't think anybody's naked there.
I don't think so. We'll have to ask Mr. Skin if there's any nudity in Forrest Gump. I don't think
that's
so.
Great question.
PG-13.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the clip we were talking about, in case your daughter didn't see it yet.
All right, I should probably get going. Sonia and I are supposed to go to a Brown Eyes Wide Shut party.
Jeez, I don't know what's going on with him. But I guess love does funny things to people. Look at Forrest Gump.
Hi, Forrest. I know you just got back from Vietnam and you love me, but I'm going to go run a train with this group of Black Panthers I just met.
Okay, Jenny.
Hi, Forrest. I know you came all this way to New York to visit me, but I'm going to go do blow and have sex with a bunch of stockbrokers.
Okay, Jenny.
Hi, Forrest. Now that I have the most contagious and incurable disease known to mankind, I'll finally have pity sex with you.
Okay, Jenny. And I'll mow the grass and raise the AIDS, baby.
Yeah.
Better times when AIDS was the most contagious thing. Those are the good old days.
And you can avoid that just by not having sex. You didn't get AIDS from random restaurants.
Yeah. It wasn't airborne.
Right.
Airborne AIDS would have been horrifying.
Been brutal.
I love the disclaimers that are thrown up on Netflix now.
What do they say?
Well, Breaking Bad, for one, I don't know if they have something about sex.
Before by the way, they did do a disclaimer before Forrest Gump started on CBS last night.
Did they?
Early ejaculation.
Oh, said, yeah, right? Yeah. You got to warn kids about that.
That's EJ. I never knew what that meant. But EJ means early ejaculation.
But the ones I haven't seen before
actually.
Gore.
E, I'm sorry, yeah.
They warn you that there's some gore, because there are some gory scenes in Breaking Bad.
Oh, definitely.
And I've seen on more than one show, they warn you there is smoking involved.
Oh,
I just saw that on a show I was watching.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Smoking pole.
The Jesse character in Breaking Bad smokes a lot.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he and his friends are the only people that really smoke on there.
Yeah, that party. Yeah,
I've always wondered, you know, when actors get in that situation, you know, like Aaron Paul, does he smoke in real life?
Well, they smoke for the scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
And actors,
a lot of smoke. They probably don't inhale.
Has taken a role that made them be a smoker. And they started smoking as a result of
it. Oh, that probably did happen in the past.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I would just think that if you weren't a smoker, it would be hard to pull that off on screen without hacking up a lung.
You got to practice it.
You know?
Yeah.
Make sure you practice.
I think it would be hard if you were an actor who had quit smoking and then you took a role where you were smoking and you try to continue being, you know, a non-smoker.
Because it looks like it, when you see somebody.
A ton of actors have actually had to smoke for the roles that didn't smoke in real life, right?
When you see somebody who doesn't smoke, you can tell that
they had to practice.
They got
to
be comfortable.
Right, yeah. I've never smoked a cigarette. I couldn't tell you. I'd look like an idiot.
Their fingers are just like completely straight.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You're doing it all wrong. Right. I'll show you how to smoke. Yeah, they probably had to get coached up.
Yeah, sure they did.
Friendly fire being blamed after an Iranian ship was sunk near the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Iranian state media says 19 sailors were killed and at least 15 others injured. The incident is said to have happened as a frigate was testing a new anti-ship missile. I guess it works.
Yeah, it works.
That's my favorite Navy vessel. The frigate.
The weapon apparently locked onto what's being described as a logistical ship.
So it turned around and came back at them.
And it went down.
Yeah, all right.
Well, no, it hit another one. It hit one of their own guys.
Got it.
Not their own boat. But
yeah, well, they figured out it worked.
They did figure that. They did.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More than a third of Americans admit to snooping on their partner's phone. Pew Research survey found 42% of women and 25% of men admit to checking out what their partners are doing on their phones without their permission.
That cowboy receiver, you think his phone was laying around after that? Remember she grabs it back from her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The new rookie.
That guy's been taking, he must have, he had to dump that. Although she was really hot.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's not like that. Like, right. Oh, what's it like?
I think you, if your partner leaves your phone laying around, I think you're pretty safe. You know what I'm talking about? If anybody ever grabs a phone, and once again, it's from the Ron White school of cheating. If you only bang your wife, you can't get caught.
It's foolproof.
It's a great line. And by the way, he's divorced.
Yeah, it's the only one that's 100% effective.
I know, it's easier said than done. From, you know, I understand people cheat. I get it. But if somebody grabs that phone, that Tony Appetizer, that dude found the flip phone from his wife. He was on there from the tall dude.
Yeah.
If somebody grabs the phone, now granted, maybe you don't want them to see all your conversations, but that doesn't mean you're cheating. But once again, what are they looking for then?
They're looking for
a bunch of horrible texts between all of us at each other.
No, they're looking for naked pictures.
Yeah. Well, I have a ton, hundreds of Tanline Tuesday photos in my phone. But it's my job.
That's work.
Yeah. So you have an out if somebody sends you a naked picture.
Oh, I got tons of them in there.
Yeah, my wife knows the code to my phone, but I don't she doesn't like to hear me talk to my friends on the phone. She's not going to go through and look at text threads and be like,
exactly.
You were dumb.
Yes, exactly.
But you don't post nudes on the Tanline Tuesday, do you?
No, but there are some nudes in my phone, though. Because people send those to me, and I'll save them, but I don't,
Chicks will send them to you?
No, God, no. No, I stopped messaging them. I found out what happened to you.
You get blocked.
Yeah, was it a long weekend?
Oh, God.
It wasn't a long weekend. People wanted to know that. I saw some emails saying, I can't wait till Monday. Is Todd in trouble? You said your wife was fine. You messaging that girl.
Nothing happened about that.
She sounded about half loopy anyway.
She did. That's because I blocked you. Yeah, a lot of people were checking in on the emails saying, I can't wait till Monday. So I wonder, we talked about this early in the show, but a lot earlier.
I'd forgotten.
So yeah, Todd didn't take any crap from home.
That's good.
No, sorry to report. There was no drama.
Yeah, there's a ton of guys out there that have stuff on their phone that women don't want to see. Do they just not let it sit around?
Yeah, or you've got the code on it.
Right, oh, that's right, the code, yeah.
Yeah, but then you would think that some, in this case, we'll call them women,
right?
Females, mm-hmm. The female portion of the relationship would say, well, if you don't trust me with your passcode,
right?
Blah, blah, blah.
If you can yell from the other room, because, I always say, if I have to get something on the phone, and I say, what's your passcode? She yells it out to me. And then, what's yours? I yell mine out to her. I think that's pure trust.
Because you think nothing of it.
Pure trust. Once again, she didn't care about my nasty text chains. Either you guys or a bunch of buddies.
There's nothing.
There's nothing there for me.
What about your horrible passwords?
Well, no. Password's just a number on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Your passwords.
Yeah.
You can't say out loud
in front of
the kids.
I cannot say them out loud.
My wife and I both know each other's codes to get into the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but you got
the cheating.
To hide. You
well,
where
it would
hide.
Be horrifying. The concern would be if you were cheating, would be people contacting her. Like, I would be nervous. I wouldn't be nervous about her finding anything on my phone. I'd be more nervous about it. Every time she logged into Facebook, that somebody would be like, hey, guess what?
Right.
Like, anytime she gets a notification, I don't know how you would even relax at all.
And with
the
social
anybody
media.
Could contact her from anywhere.
That's
oh,
good point.
Yeah.
Not just your phone, right?
Yeah.
And go on Facebook and find your friends and find your wife.
But say, for argument purposes, Nick, your mistress is keeping quiet. Sorry about that.
He's
and not telling anybody. Mm-hmm. The only way she could find out would be your phone then. She wouldn't be out on Facebook saying that. Although she tells a friend, the friend's going to be on Facebook. Yeah, I don't know how you crazy cheaters in this day and age, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how you would ever relax.
I don't know how you would ever relax. I don't know how you'd ever relax because there's so much social media besides the phone. But, I mean, if somebody says to you, honey, what's your passcode? I got to get on here for some reason. And the person yells, give it to me.
Yeah.
Aren't you automatically guilty? And granted, you might have a crazy spouse that is mad about stupid stuff. You're not, and that might be a reason you don't want to look at the phone. Well, why'd you call her? Because we worked together. I'd ask her a question. She's always been, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
If they're crazy, I understand that
right.
part of it.
You have to justify every interaction that you have.
With a female or a male, you're right. Then I understand you would keep a phone away from your spouse because you don't need to hassle.
Yeah, you don't want to explain everything. Yeah.
Who's Jim? He's the guy fixing the furnace. Whore. You know what I mean? So
did he touch your balls?
I meant the girl's.
Oh.
If your wife has balls, you should probably know that.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
You would want to know that. Go to that's why it's important to have sex with people before you get married.
Thank you, Nick. You're exactly
right. Before you even start dating.
Now, so I totally get the guy that's paranoid about his phone. The guy's totally faithful, but his phone, the wife's crazy. I'm just going to say it. And she would go, well, what's this? It's my boss at work, and he's giving me an information about something. Well, what kind of information? Oh, gee. Then you're not going to give your passcode.
Yeah.
So I guess you could actually not.
Like, will you just shoot me, please?
But the guy, the great scene where that first pick of the Cowboys is on the phone, probably talking. He was actually talking to the Cowboys, and she grabs his phone off his lap, his hot woman, and he reaches over and grabs his phone and pulls it back and just nods. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It was seamless.
That was crazy.
It's like she'd done that before, and he knew. He's like, oh, no, nice try.
But she ain't dumping him. He's just going to sign a big contract.
Yeah. Then he'll dump her.
Probably already has.
Well, according to Aaron here, that guy, that C.D. Lamb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is Trae Young of the NBA. She used to date Trae Young. So she's a jock sniffer.
Totally. And she's gorgeous.
Both,
she's gorgeous.
Both went to Oklahoma.
Yeah. So Trae Young graduated, left her at home. She might have been a sophomore.
So he'll be moving on soon.
Yeah, but she's not one of those iffy-looking chicks like Mahomes' woman. She's really gorgeous.
Or the white girl that Russell Wilson dumped in white, that photo.
Yeah,
everybody gets that.
Yeah, you're right. I totally get that.
You look at that photo. I get it.
Mahomes has to move on eventually because this woman is scary.
I hate everything about Russell Wilson with the passion of a thousand suns.
Because he beats your teams.
But that one I get. Yeah. I give him a pass on that.
Right.
Like, no, you should have dumped her.
So that's Trae Young's ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's totally.
According to Aaron, I got no reason to doubt him.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Mahomes is going to dump that girl.
I don't think he is either. He just seems too hokey. He doesn't seem really hip.
No.
Of course, he did Russell Wilson, for that matter, and he snagged that Sierra chick.
Yeah, give him a few more years of fame.
Yeah, the
big contract.
When she doesn't want to sign the prenup.
Oh, yeah. There's going to have to be a prenup.
Yeah. You hope so. Or you want that? I want the relationship to be totally messed up.
So it affects him on the field.
Getting in Mahomes' head, yeah.
Is this the last year of his rookie contract?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Then he's probably going to become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
No,
they just took the option.
They should have ripped it up now. And
they should.
They should pay him now.
I think they're trying to figure out a way to do him and Chris Jones at the same time.
Yeah, you got
to
pay Mahomes now. He's the reason you won a freaking Super Bowl. You know?
Oh, yeah. If it were for him, they would never win one.
No, they wouldn't. The very last Super Bowl, by the way.
Reigning champs.
Forever champs.
Forever champs. Let's hope not. Although Nick wants them to keep winning every one, right? From here on out?
Well, if they can.
Well, I don't want that. None of us want that.
Yeah.
We'll give you one.
I'll be rooting for him.
Mr. Skin coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.